It's Merlefest 2003, and walking into the booth right now, our old buddy Pete Wernick from Hot Rods.
Hello. Hey, Felton. How's it going?
Hey, it's going very fine, Peter.
Yeah. It's good to have a little refreshing rain and then get it over with.
Yeah, well, you know, it cuts down on the dust, you know, keeps things green.
Absolutely.
But, you know, yeah, Thursday when we opened up, I was telling people that we wanted to dedicate this broadcast to Frank Edmondson.
That's great.
Because we hope to attain the great sound that he always provided us.
Well, that's a worthy goal.
And, of course, Frank was your guy's Hot Rises sound guy going back, I guess, to the very beginning.
Actually, he joined us about 3 years in and then stayed with us for the whole time for 9 years. And then even after when we disbanded, he would be our sound man whenever possible. And actually, the last gig we've worked to date was in California in October, and that was the first time he was free to work with us in quite a while. And it was a great time to get together, and turned out to be the last time I saw him, but we had some real nice... We caught up with a lot of history.
Yeah.
And it was great. So I felt really happy that that at least got to happen, but it's a very tragic loss for the whole community of bluegrass and music world.
Yeah, we lost him on Thanksgiving this past year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But just give people a little sense of Frank. I mean, you wrote a song with him, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I'll mention that, but to give us a sense of Frank, you'd have to think of a guy who knew a lot about music, played music, wasn't really a music star or anything, but he really, really cared a lot about music. And like all the guys in Hot Rise, worked at the Denver Folklore Center at one time or another, and he actually worked on repairing guitars with Nick at the, around the time that the band started. And we became convinced of the need for a sound engineer to travel with us. But actually,
good move.
Well, actually, to be right historically, the first thing, we had a guy who just showed up and said, "You guys need a roadie." And this guy had actually worked for Van Halen. And this was a long time ago, but he said, "You need a roadie, so I'll work for free for you for a few shows, and you'll see how much you like it, and then you'll hire me," which is exactly what happened. And he stayed with us a year or more, and then had to quit. So we said, now who else could do a job like that? And we thought of Frank, because he's just a good, solid, reliable guy. And Charles, at the time, was doing all the stuff about sound concerning Hot Rise, and it was hard to do that and play guitar at the same time. So he trained Frank to be a sound man. And he was a good student, and Charles was about as good of a teacher as you could ask to have. And he got better and better and learned how all the equipment worked wherever we would go. And just really was dedicated to us. He knew the music inside out, and he would also set the stage and do things that, you know, you almost feel guilty because his goal was to serve us and put us in a comfortable space where we could do our very best to play music for everybody. And then he'd mix the sound, and we got to the point where we never worried about the sound because we always knew that Frank was doing the best job could be done. And he just had a great smile and a great attitude about playing the music, and always had a big smile. That's the thing that somebody remembers about Frank. And Frank was going around doing people favors at all times. So that spirit is just a large spirit to remember now. And instead of being there to be part of it, we have to remember Frank. And I really appreciate that you've done exactly that.
Yeah, and we're going to keep doing that all weekend, too.
Excellent.
Hopefully, we'll get you for a few more minutes later on during the day or tomorrow, and we'll talk about what's going on in Pete Wernick's life.
That would be nice, and I appreciate it, Felton. Keep playing the good music.
Hey, and that wonderful Hot Rise album. I'm glad you found the tapes.
It was Nick's wife who found them.
All righty.